August 2004. Her mother and sister had died when she was a freshman in college. No pictures of her mother or Anne filled a single page in their family photo albums. There was no evidence of them at her graduations, her wedding, or with her, John, and the children on holidays, vacations, or birthdays. She couldn't picture her mother as an old woman, and she certainly would be now. And Anne hadn't aged beyond a teenager in her mind. Still, she'd been so sure that they were about to walk through the front door, not as ghosts from the past, but alive and well, and that they were coming to stay at the house in Chatham with them for the summer. She was somewhat scared that she could become that confused, that awake and sober, she could wholeheartedly expect a visit from her long-dead mother and sister. It was even scarier that this scared her only somewhat. Alice, John, and Lydia sat at the patio table on the porch eating breakfast. Lydia was talking to them about the members of her summer ensemble and her rehearsals, but mostly she was talking to John. "I was so intimidated before I got here, you know. I mean, you should see all of their bios. MFAs in theater from NYU and the Actors Studio and degrees from Yale, experience on Broadway." "Wow, sounds like a very experienced group. What's the age range?" he asked. "Oh, I'm easily the youngest. Most are probably in their 30s and 40s, but there's a man and woman as old as you and Mom."
"That old, huh?"
"You know what I mean. Anyway, I didn't know if I'd be totally out of my league, but the training I've been piecing together and the work I've been getting has really given me the right tools. I totally know what I'm doing." Alice remembered having the same insecurity and realization in her first months as a professor at Harvard. "They all definitely have more experience than me, but none of them have studied Meisner. They all studied Stanislavski or The Method, but I really think Meisner is the most powerful approach for true spontaneity in acting. So even though I don't have as much onstage experience, I bring something unique to the group."
"That's great, honey. That's probably one of the reasons they cast you."
"What's spontaneity in acting mean exactly?" John asked. Alice had wondered the same thing, but her words, viscous and amyloid goo, lagged behind John's, as they so often seem to now in real-time conversation. So she listened to her husband and daughter ramble effortlessly ahead of her and watched them as participants on stage from her seat in the audience. She cut her sesame bagel in half and took a bite. She didn't like it plain. Several condiment options sat on the table. Wild Maine blueberry jam, a jar of peanut butter, a stick of butter on a plate, and a tub of white butter. But it wasn't called white butter. What was it called? Not mayonnaise. No, it was too thick, like butter. What was its name? She pointed her butter knife at it. "John, can you pass that to me?" John handed her the tub of white butter. She spread a thick layer onto one of the bagel halves and stared at it. She knew exactly how it would taste, and that she liked it, but she couldn't bring herself to bite into it until she could tell herself its name. Lydia watched her mother studying her bagel.
"Cream cheese, Mom."
"Right, cream cheese. Thank you, Lydia." The phone rang, and John went inside the house to answer it. The first thought that jumped to the front of Alice's mind was that it was her mother, calling to let them know she was going to be late getting there. The thought, seemingly realistic and colored with immediacy, appeared as reasonable as expecting John to return to the patio table within the next few minutes. Alice corrected the impetuous thought, scolded it, and put it away. Her mother and sister had died when she was a freshman in college. It was maddening to have to keep reminding herself of this.